Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
Zimbabwe's upper house of parliament approves the draft constitution endorsed in a March referendum, paving the way for fresh elections to be called sometime this year.
A showdown is looming between President Robert Mugabe and regional leaders over the setting of election dates before outstanding issues in the global political agreement have been dealt with.
We can't be the ones to determine when they have the elections. However, the elections need to be agreed upon. The date needs to be agreed upon by the three parties to the GPA.
And the issue of mobile voter registration continued to dominate cabinet today, with both MDC and ZANU-PF ministers expressing concern over the shambolic manner in which the exercise is being conducted.
Zimbabwe's upper house of parliament has approved the draft constitution endorsed in a March referendum, paving the way for new elections sometime this year. But the Constitution of Zimbabwe Amendment Bill No. 20 goes back to the lower house so lawmakers can address issues raised by the Senate before President Robert Mugabe can sign the draft charter into the country's supreme law. This year, Gibbs Dube has the story.
Zimbabwe's upper house of parliament has approved a draft constitution endorsed in a March referendum, paving the way for new elections to be held sometime this year. But the Constitution of Zimbabwe Amendment No. 20 bill goes back to the lower house so lawmakers can address issues raised by the Senate before President Robert Mugabe can sign the draft charter into the country's supreme law. All senators present voted in favor of the draft, which was put before them by Constitutional and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Eric Matinenga. Senate leader Edna Matsongwe applauded the senators for coming out in full force to support the bill.
The result of the count is that 75 honorable senators have voted in favor of the third reading of the bill, and none have voted against the bill.
Traditional leaders and all the senators who debated on the bill hailed Zimbabwe for coming up with its own constitution after years of being ruled under the Lancaster House constitution for more than 33 years. But Matinenga cautioned that the new constitution, once in effect, can only make a difference in ordinary people's lives if it is respected. ZANU-PF Chairman Senator Simon Kayamoyo said the new constitution will address problems that were facing the country and caused by the Lancaster House constitution.
It was a compromise document. It is now, as I feel, destined for burial. There will be no mourning period over it, for its demise is not untimely, long overdue.
Senator Sekai Holland of the MDC formation of Prime Minister Moken Tsvangirai hailed the constitution for uplifting Zimbabwean women, putting them in a position they've never been in before.
There is no home, in Shona and Ndebele culture that functions without women. Mushandi Mai, that is what our men have actually made as a proverb in our society. I'm appealing to our men to embrace the inclusion of women in many numbers, because the most beautiful thing about African culture is the inclusion of everybody in our society.
Education Minister David Coltart, while applauding Zimbabweans for coming out with their own homegrown constitution, said he was not happy the charter does not empower parliament like in other countries.
I would have preferred to see more power given to this honourable house, but you can't have everything. But it is a cautionary remark, Madam President, and I subscribe to what Minister Matenenga said, that this remains merely a body of words. It now needs our collective will to give spirit to it. to ensure that it does in fact keep not just ourselves in check, but future generations in check.
Speaking on behalf of traditional leaders was Chief Enos Musarura of Mashonaland East. He said once the constitution is signed into law, the president should proclaim election dates to move the nation forward. The lower house of parliament will sit again tomorrow to look at issues raised by the Senate before it goes to President Robert Mugabe for his signature. The charter takes away the president's immunity after leaving office, bolsters the power of the courts, and sets up a peace and reconciliation commission tasked with post-conflict justice and healing. It also limits a president's tenure to 2 5-year terms, curtails presidential powers, and abolishes the post of prime minister.